international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
God, he's getting perverted right at the beginning of the show.
Fuck yeah, man.
Now, why is over my head it says live and then there's a timer?
Oh, because it's just that's how long we've been live for.
I know, but that, it was never there before.
I think it's just maybe because we're too screened and you just didn't see it maybe before.
Oh, really?
Because Rick's not with us this evening, so...
Poor Ricky.
That's the only thing I could think of.
Our poor little Rick.
Yeah, he's not with us.
I know, especially after I wrote a whole segment to pick on him.
I could do it this way if you want. So you can be big and I can be really, really little.
No, there's things still up there.
No. Anyways.
Oh, man.
It's all good.
So, anyway, Rick's under the weather, so he'll hopefully be back next week. We don't anticipate him assuming room temperature or anything like that.
Oh, God, I hope not. He did say no, it's not COVID, right? He don't have COVID.
He's had it before. If he had COVID, he'd be all right.
All right.
So anyway, we'll pick on Rick next week.
Yes, we will.
And hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for January 10th.
2024.
Everybody wants to know what day it is, Slim.
Hump Day! Yeah!
Mark wants to know.
Somebody else asked too, didn't they? Oh,
here, no, she just said hi, but I flipped her real quick because Mark had said, what day is it? So.
I I see. Okay.
I always got to know what day it is.
All right. Well,
Hump Day! Yeah!
I love the Hump Day one. It's almost as good as when we had, you know, this. This was almost better.
Stop it, Bear! Stop it! Bear!
I like that one better, though. I like that with the whole video though.
That was
great.
We're gonna have to pull that back out of the archives at some point.
Well, she's one of them Gen Zers that we're gonna talk about later on. And these people, it's no wonder they can't hold a job.
No.
But anyway, everything we do, everything we are, will be summed up in one picture that we're about to put up on our screen here.
This is true.
The three stages of life. The first one, of course, is birth. And we can't really help you with that here. Although, if you really want to give birth, we do have a commercial. Show the commercial.
We do. Here it is.
Yeah. Yeah. But you got to wait till he's better. You know, right now, he's sick. You know, he'd have to give like half price. So, and put the meme back up.
Hold on a second. I'm trying to get the meme back, and Mark says my mic is low.
It's because you weren't close enough.
No. Anyways, all right. So you want the meme back up?
Yeah. There you go. Because death is going to get us all. You can run, but you can't hide. So accept it and move on until it gets here. But it's that middle part. What the fuck is this? Hey, that's where we come in. God, dude. We've got to help you with the what the fuck is this part. So January 6th was last Saturday, or as I like to call it, Ashley Babbitt Memorial Day. But if you think there's justice in this world without effort, remember the George Floyd family received $27 million Ashley Babbitt's husband and family got.
There you go.
Zilch. I think they did got some money to cover funeral expenses from somebody, sent them a check, but they didn't get $27 million.
Well, there was probably some GoFundMes, too.
Yeah, and we had Nancy Pelosi's favorite out-of-control Capitol Hill policeman get off with basically manslaughter. So a snarky but decent members of society, that's us. Yeah. We thought we'd provide this public service announcement. Slim's favorite part of the show right here.
Oh, yeah. I love public service announcements.
Especially ones like this.
Yep.
Our public service announcement this week, if the Capitol Police offer you a free tour, don't go.
There was another one of the same meme. It was them undoing the velvet rope. Say it was great.
They did, you know. So if you think the bullshit will stop before November, well, I've got some Washington Huskies national championship t-shirts to sell you. And by the way, Washington, welcome to the Big Ten, boys. The crap will go on like Celine Dion's heart. Remember that? I hate that song, but there's a little Titanic reference for the ladies there. You're welcome, ladies.
Oh, that was a terrible movie.
Yeah, well, they should just redo the song. The crap will go on. It's much more appropriate.
Yeah, sure.
But this is a PMSNBC host who has bought the bullshit, or he actually has PMS, and he's not a he. I'm not judging.
I
won't assume anything. Just check this out.
I'm going to try to get through this. Thank you for what you did 3 years ago today. Please tell me your thoughts on this third anniversary.
That was a Capitol Hill policeman who Nancy Pelosi used to bang, apparently, or give free booze to or something, because he's still on that side. I mean, could you believe this guy? I mean, come on. He's choked up over what? Over people who trespass going to jail for 16 months? You know, fuck you. But there's hope, I think. But I'm going to show you something here that might make you worry about it. Because fortunately not everyone is influenced by rich and famous people. But many are. I mean, you watch us, right? Money doesn't make you a good human being, but it does allow you to influence others to act the way you suggest. This is an example of that. This is a bad example of that. You will recognize it. What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous.
Is this the same intellectual midget that feels like we don't have rights to guns? You hate America, correct? So, I mean, make this make sense, LeBron. You sashay into a game and just sit down during the national anthem. You are such a puppet for the left, such a for the Democrat Party, because you could have easily stayed outside until the song was over, but you had to let us know you're being controlled.
I love that woman. She's my favorite white supremacist of the week. But I mean, he walks in and she goes, the broad and his broad ass sat down on the chair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he knew this, everything he does in public gets filmed.
That's true. But here's another thing too. Ever since the kneeling of the national anthem in football, this has become more of an accepted thing, and people don't seem to care that people don't respect the flag and respect the national anthem. I mean, I see
we care.
I know we care, But I even see it at our own hockey games where people don't stand up and respect the flag. And
what's my shirt say? Be you, right?
Right.
The world will adjust. We're going to be us. We're still going to get pissed off at shit like that. Mm-hmm. American hating bastard. Anyway, everyone knows who that guy is. And of course, everyone's watching him. And we think everyone should know he doesn't influence all of us. This next piece I'm going to show you is the American Junior World Hockey Team after defeating Sweden for the gold medal last Friday. Patriots still exist.
That's being proud of your country.
It makes your heart proud, doesn't it?
Yep.
Gives you hope. I mean, those are 17-year-old men, young men. You know, and fuck you, Megan Rapinoe. Of course, it probably would be better. I mean, to go back to reality here, it probably would be better to have young American Patriots learn from the hockey team there than Off the Hook Radio 2.0.
Well, this is definitely true.
I mean, we do try here. We really try. But if you've probably seen over the past year, because I think next week's our 50th show.
Right.
Something like that. But if you've seen, our influence isn't always perfect. Yes, we showed that before, but I love the Tingle Tingle Girl. She's awesome. And we had a patriotic bit here. And she has to close it for us. That's my rule.
There you go.
If we're doing patriotism, we need the Tingle Tingle Girl. Tingle Tingle to the fag.
She's hilarious. Hey, before you go off the whole hockey thing, I just want to bring up the women's now have a new professional hockey league called the Professional Women's Hockey League is what it's called, or some bullshit like that. But
I'd be shocked if that's what it was called.
I think they had their first game last week. And Ticketmaster was only going to open up two blocks of seats, just even in the lower bowl, not even in the upper seats, just two blocks of tickets because they didn't expect anybody to go. They sold out the stadium. 18.
They're going to go like blue line to blue line. That was it, right?
That was pretty much it. And they had to open up the entire stadium. They sold 18,000 tickets for the first ever women's professional hockey game. So kudos for women's getting the.
It wasn't Canada.
Yes, and it was.
Yeah, you remember Canada? They ain't got nothing else to do.
Well, no, I know, but
they have a communist leading their country, so hockey's like all they got.
This is true. But hey, it has opened the door to McKenna wanting to play hockey, so she's actually going to her first hockey tryout on Saturday.
She can skate, I take it.
Oh, she can skate, yes, and she's going to her first hockey tryout on Saturday. So thank you to the Women's Professional Hockey League. Your daughters do have
an athletic gene about them.
A little bit.
A little bit. How many friggin' gymnastics championships has Gracie won?
Quite a few.
I think the official count is shitload.
Shit ton. Or fuck ton.
Won some more last year, yeah. So she's up to a shit ton.
And maybe this year it'll be a fuck ton.
So we'll kid's see. Good.
That is a real word.
Yeah. Fuck ton's a real word?
It is. Well, we did this whole story like months and months ago. Fuck ton is a real story.
I do know more intelligent people swear more. So obviously you and I are geniuses.
Shit. Let's not get into this again. Remember what happened about 3 weeks ago.
Yes, I know.
Oh, crazy.
All right. Well, I do believe that after the Tingle Tingle Kid, I think we should start the Zippy Church of Snark for peeps who might be religious, or, you know, they don't even have to be religious.
Oh, shit, we'll be tax exempt, too.
We could find out. We could become a C Corp anyway. But I want people who have a good heart and a sense of humor. Like this athlete, this lady, she could join. Now, I know you're on your phone or your tablet or whatever, and you might not be able to see. Do that little pinchy thing with the picture.
If it'll let you.
Because this young lady on her pelvic area, you might see the little gold in there. The printing over her area says, "Not a dude."
Yep.
There's nothing tucked away here, bitches.
No. No. That is all woman.
Ooh. Not a dude. All I love woman. That girl. That's the personification of Snark right there.
Yep.
She's got a very good understanding of that. She would have graduated A in the Zippy College of Snark. She got a 4.0. We got a new segment tonight. The Epstein didn't kill himself segment. We've got this one. I'm sorry. I know what it is. Colorado Supreme Court votes to remove Bill Clinton from Epstein's client list. I mean, why not? The Colorado Supreme Court runs the country now, right?
Yeah. So we might as well just get rid of him.
For those of you in Rio Lindo, four of the seven all Democrats on the court threw Donald J. Trump off the ballot in Colorado. You know, so if they can throw Donald J. Trump off the ballot, they can take Clinton off the Epstein list.
Yeah. And they will.
Colorado's in charge.
And they will.
Why? They're not really, but they smoke so much friggin' weed and do shrooms out there that they just think they're in charge. Anyway, I do love how the left protects democracy, though. They're using communism to do it.
Just don't want to admit it.
Oh, the bastards. Right now, I need Rick to push the button and go. Oh, I've got a new shirt. It came today.
What did you?
Mm-hmm. It's a Star Wars background, so it's got all the little pinpricks of light, mm-hmm. you know, like you're out in outer space. And in the Star Wars printing, it says, "The sarcasm is strong with this one."
Fits you perfectly.
And also, if they didn't have one that said snark. So sarcasm is like sarcasm. Sarcasm can be mean too. I try not to be mean. I mean, technically, yes, I'm being mean, but I'm not like coming right out and being mean and you have to think about it for a minute.
Right.
And if you're the person I'm being mean to, you're probably too fucking dumb to understand what I'm doing when I snark you. But if I was sarcastic, they go, "Oh, you're just making fun of me." The snark is like the next level up. Both, you know. Anyway, of course, the Epstein list, it's impossible to decipher. I mean,
have you
been looking, right?
Yeah. Have you actually loaded the website and tried to look at? I mean, I only got through like page one and page two, and there is so many documents on there. It is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, you would need to hire an entire team of people just to go through this and find what they're looking for. I mean,
the media has teams of people looking through it, and I'm still not learning anything. I mean, every name mentioned in a deposition anywhere about this case is in the releases. So if they said Joe Blow from Kokomo was wrote an email to somebody who was on the plane once, Joe
it's
Blow
there.
From Kokomo's name is on the list.
It's him.
You know, so it doesn't mean squat yet, but the vast majority of the people on the list are liberals. But will we ever know who was the main pedos besides, you know, what's his name? Prince Andrew.
Yeah. Well, and
he's the only one they got pictures of that we've seen. Now, I understand a lot of people are pretty sure Epstein had videos of Clinton and Branson, you know, the Virgin.
Richard Branson. Yeah.
Sir Richard Branson.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget Sir.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be ironic if Prince Andrew's brother, who's now the king, had to take away Branson's sir title.
That'd be quite funny.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't want to be doing that.
Yeah. And see, Mark says we need the flight logs. That's what they're not going to give us. That's the problem. I don't think we're ever going
to get flight logs. I just want to know who hit the Mile High Club. I mean, you know, you bang on an island, you know, on the beach. Everybody does that when they're on vacation. Just not with 16-year-olds, okay? Yeah. But, you know, who made the Mile High Club, okay? You know, I got a stewardess once, but that doesn't count. Because it was in a normal place. It wasn't in the airplane. You know, if it was in the airplane, I'd talk about it every damn week. Just saying. That was a long time ago. 2001, that was a good year. Except for that little shit New York thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like I said, it's impossible to decipher this stuff. But the one thing we do know for sure, which is kind of weird, but we're certain of this one. Stephen Hawking was on the island at least once. Apparently he was at some scientific conference and Epstein got him on a boat and they went over to his little island, which wasn't far away. And he was there for a barbecue and the evening. So once we found out that he was actually on Pedophile Island, the good people of the Zippy Church of Snark put some stuff together for us. For example, Slim, how did Stephen Hawking travel to Pedo Island? Well, he was a genius, you know. He made that wheelchair scuba, I guess. I don't know. Oh, hey, but look, once he got there, you know, he's the famous Stephen Hawking. He had to make an entrance. Let's see the entrance again. How's a guy in a wheelchair fly through a second story with? I don't know, but that's pretty good. Oh. Thank you. That's not quite as bad as the Rick and the
Rick's
Mice.
Master,
but,
yeah.
But that one makes me laugh. So now the problem is that he caused some trouble. You know, he does that little thing on he voice synthesizer and he had the voice synthesizer say something to Clinton about, you know, having a Swisher Sweet dick. And apparently he shouldn't have insulted the former president's manhood, because then the Secret Service took over and it wasn't pretty. Oh, look, he's cured. One underage BJ and he feels better. Maybe that's how come his face ended up like that. You know, maybe it was a really good BJ, you know. He got all excited. And he did. You know how your mom always says, if you make that face, it's going to stay that way.
Yeah, they did, yeah. We just got kicked probably off every network we've ever been on.
I know. All the good things I've done in my life, I'm definitely going to hell now.
Yeah, we're fucked.
Hello, Satan. How the hell are you? He says, you don't need to say hell here. It's redundant, Zip. Oh, okay. Thank you. I stand corrected. He is horny. Well, Stephen Hawking, but I mean the devil.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
They're both horny. Anyway, this whole thing makes me, this whole Stephen Hawking thing made me think of a joke.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can answer this one, Slim. Slim, where do you find a zebra with no legs?
I don't know.
Where do you find a zebra with no legs? Wherever the hell you left them.
This is true. He's not going far. Wow, you're an asshole.
I thought that was good. All right. Oh, shit, I'm bleeding again.
Oh, geez. I'm there.
Yeah, I knocked my hand open.
Yeah.
Oh, it's bleeding. It's bleeding.
That's all right. They'll probably take us off Facebook for blood now.
No, I got blood on my mat. Well, I was hoping it would stop. It took me. They got me on these blood thinners since I had my heart fixed. That little tiny bump on my hand there, just the dark parts. That's all it was. It took me a half an hour to get it to stop bleeding, and obviously, I didn't do that good a job, did I?
Yeah.
So time out for medical assistance. I just don't want to drip on my desk.
Well, seeing if I didn't just delete the hamster file. I give everybody a taste of the hamster file while we had our time out, but I deleted the hamster file.
They'd rather see me bleed.
No, I want to see.
Yeah, they're all sick fucks. That's why I love them. They watch us. They got to be a little bit, you know.
We'll show them. He's watching you.
And he's shitting his pants. That's the face you make when your depends are full.
It's leaking.
You know it is.
It's leaking down your leg.
Yeah, I don't want to hear him talk about his bonus hole.
Well, there he goes. Mark says use some super glue.
I've got that new skin. There's like three layers of new skin on here, and it still went through it. So.
Yeah, and Kathy said blood thinners suck.
Yeah, well, I'm off them in a few months.
There you go, anyways.
I had my exam.
Cool.
Yes, my new heart doctor said that I only have to take them for a certain period of time, and everything else is going great. And so... You might have to put up with me for a while yet.
That's all right.
Yeah, okay.
I could deal with that.
All right, so we talked about the zebra with no legs, right?
Yeah, you mentioned.
All right, and the whole next segment was about Rick, so we're skipping all that.
Yeah, we'll skip Rick's.
We'll do it next week.
When he's here.
And both the reels that I was going to use, I got from my friend Carl, and I was telling him, and I was texting with him today, and I said, if I did credits at the end of the show, I'd have to name him as an associate producer because I steal a reel or two from him every week. But you have to wait till next week for more Carl hijinks.
Well, hold on. We'll just in case he is, you know, he has got product for sale. So if you are, you know, interested, he may even give you a discount, but he does have
product. That's all right. He makes me laugh. The only Carl that ever made me laugh more was Bill Murray's Carl in Caddyshack. Funniest Carl of all time.
Look at her swing those hips.
Anyway. Hey, so how's Senile Joe doing? I mean, he is hard to find. They're kind of hiding him already. But he did give a brief speech the other day. And after the speech, he had to be led off the stage by a seeing eye, by a seeing eye dog.
No, that was Jill.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. My bad.
Same thing. All right. Anyway. So
it was funny to watch. Did you watch it?
That's why I thought about it, the seeing eye dog thing, because the way she's leading them off.
Oh, it was so bad.
And that dress that she had on the other day, and somebody put in a meme next to one of the pictures of E.T., and that crazy flowery red thing that E.T. wore when he tried to pass as a girl.
Yeah,
she had a dress on just like E.T. It's like that was popular in the 70s, wasn't it? Wasn't E.T. in the 70s? I mean, it was a long freaking time ago. I was really, really young. Oh, God. I couldn't even grow a beard, let alone had a white one. Anyway, so well, let's go to the expert and see how Joe's doing.
I could read that teleprompter all day long. Biden can't even read the teleprompter. The other day, Matt, he's given a thing. He's a news conference because he hasn't had one in about 6 years or something. Can't have it. You can't have a news. So he picks a... He goes... Bill from NBC. NBC. So the guy asked him a very simple question, like about vanilla ice cream. But then they actually asked him a question about a border or something. So he goes, they ask him a question, Bill from NBC, they ask him a question. The border is very strong. It's very normal. And things are going very well on the border. Oh, thank you very much for the news conference. Thank you. And then he walks into a wall.
Then he walks into a wall. Yeah, well, he did. And then the next time he made a public appearance, he had a seeing eye dog. They don't want them walking in the walls anymore. So they got a little, they got the little blonde rover out, and you know, there you go. So Biden's a mess. I mean, this guy, he's the president of the United States. His last cabinet meeting was on October 8th. Okay. And I looked up the one before that was like 6 months. It was like February or March or something. I mean,
well, and his State of the Union is going to be the latest in the history of State of the Unions this year, you know.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. It's not till like March.
So he's got to practice it 800 times, and they can't keep him conscious long enough. But, you know, it kind of ties into the story about the Secretary of Defense not informing him that he was in the hospital. You know, he went in for elective surgery, and he didn't tell anybody. And there was complications, and he's in ICU. I mean, he's got a lot of second-rate appointees, and obviously, what's his name? Austin, Secretary of Defense Austin, is one of them. I mean, he's the first woke Secretary of Defense. Which, you know, that's really a bad place to put a woke person. But I think I figured out why Biden's cabinet secretaries are all the same ones pretty much since the very beginning of his term. He can't fire any of them. If he does, he'll go to the public and tell them what a pathetic creature he is to work with. And it hurts his reelection chances. So the first woke sec def in history, Austin, disappears on he has elective surgery. And he doesn't tell the White House. His second in command is on vacation. His chief of staff is out with the flu. Here's the biggest problem in this whole story, which few people have pointed out, not many. Nobody at the White House noticed he was missing for over 4 days. There's two wars going on. They're in the news every day. They're always trying to tell Israel, well, you have to stop killing Hamas. Why do they have to stop killing Hamas? They murdered Jews. They're like little brown Hitlers. Why do you have to stop killing Hamas? Because our left wing says so. I mean, that's really the only reason. You know, we've got anti-Semiticrats. But no, this guy's having elective surgery. He doesn't tell anybody, and nobody notices he's freaking missing.
They wouldn't notice if Biden
there's a war in Ukraine going on.
Yeah, but they wouldn't even notice if Biden was missing for 5 days.
We've got ships getting shot at by the Houthis in the Red Sea. You might want to call the Secretary of Defense. No. This is how incompetent this administration is. Not that Austin is the greatest Secretary of Defense in the whole world, but
you got to be around.
He used to be in the military. So he does know a little bit of something, but you know, I was going to joke that he was transitioning so that he could never be fired. And I had a little meme picture of him with a red wig on and lipstick and stuff. But then we found out yesterday, I mean, Gutfeld did a joke about that, about him coming out with Hooters and stuff so he could never get fired. So Gutfeld's already did the joke a couple nights ago. But then the next day, yesterday, we found out that he was actually in for prostate cancer surgery. So I decided not to show the tranny picture of him. I don't want to mock him in that way, because obviously he's not having gender reassignment surgery. It was cancer surgery for prostate. So that's nothing to joke about. And you got to understand, it totally ruins anal sex for him. What?
It's true.
How much fun is he going to have without a prostate now?
Spitting facts.
Yeah. Hey, don't hate me. I'm just giving you the truth.
This is true. This is why it's called Snark and Fun at 10 o'clock.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
Well, somebody was obviously touching his bonus hole, and now it's all messed up. Anyway, totally ruining anal for him. That was the best line I wrote for the whole damn show. I just want to milk that one for a minute.
That was good.
All right. Well, we've got a couple of Aussie memes. We haven't done Aussie memes before, but I love Aussie memes. We've got the first Aussie meme here for you because it ties in with Joe. They say I'm the most incoherent man on the planet. Hoard my beaver. I love Aussie memes. I've seen them, and I don't know why I never used them before. But if you guys see a good Aussie meme, or you make a good Aussie meme, send them to my DMs, zipallen at hotmail.com. It's my email, zipallen on Facebook. zip@zipallen.com. I got my own friggin' domain, thanks to...
He does not check the email, but he's got it. He has no idea even where to log in.
Yeah, but if I get email there, you can tell me.
Well, it means I got to log in.
I know my password now.
Do you?
Yeah, because you changed it for me, remember?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember what I changed it to.
I wrote it down.
That's good.
It's really friggin' long.
Well, don't
I would never remembered it.
Don't share it online.
I don't plan on sharing it. I can't remember it anyway. I'd have to look at my little notepad over here. So anyway, that was Aussie meme one. And then we've got another Aussie meme just to show you what I like. In my day, you could eat a raw bat without killing half the fucking world. That's an oldie but a goodie.
It's true.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, I got Aussie in there. I love Aussie. Yeah.
Everybody likes Aussie. Yeah. Can't understand a fucking word he says, but everybody loves Aussie.
You can when he sings.
And that's what's funny. You can't. But when he fucking talks, because I used to watch the Osbourne show every once in a while that was on, just to see their side of life. And I don't know how she deals with it, because it's total gibberish that comes out of that guy's mouth.
I get him sometimes. And he does have a very good sense of humor. His brain still works. He just doesn't talk well.
He's hilarious.
Yeah. So I love Ozzy. So anyway, there you go. Hate me if you want to. I don't care. Let's do This Week in Marketing. First up, I got something you fellas up north have to deal with. Not us here in Florida, of course.
Yeah.
Jimmy John's. They have a sign. I like the sign. Our subs are an honest 8 inches, even when it's cold outside. Do you think she knows about shrinkage, Jerry? You think she knows? Oh, my God. That was like one of my favorite scenes from Seinfeld.
I hated that show.
Oh, man, that was a great line, though.
Still hated that show.
All right. That reminds me of my stolen joke of the week.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's my stolen joke of the week. I didn't write this joke. I found this joke somewhere, and I stole it, and I'm
putting it in the show.
Oh, yeah, I don't give a shit. I write half of them, so, you know, and if you guys think I write three quarters of them, that's fine, too. I'll take the extra credit, but I did not write this. But it's a good one. Because that Jimmy John sign reminded me of it. What do a condom and a coffin have in common, Brent?
I don't know.
A condom and a coffin. You know?
No.
Well, they both hold stiffs, but one's coming and one's going.
You ding ding, you got it.
Thank you. Oh, and then we got another marketing thing here, too. There's no This Week in Misogyny, but I did come up with two marketings this week. This is a commercial before woke existed. Let's look back and enjoy together. Kmart. Here we go.
Right here? Ship my pants. You're kidding.
You can ship your pants right here.
You hear that? I can ship my pants for free.
Wow. I just may ship my pants.
Yeah, ship your pants. Billy, you can ship your pants, too.
I can't wait to ship my pants, Dad.
I just shipped my pants, and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
I just shipped my drawers.
I just shipped my nightie.
I just shipped my bed.
If you can't find what you're looking for in store, we'll find it at Kmart.com right now and ship it to you for free.
I love it.
It's proof America did once have a sense of humor.
They did.
I mean, we still do, but... there's this minority out there that thinks they can ruin it for all of us. And speaking on behalf of all the gun owners in America, here's a hint. Piss off.
Yeah, but obviously Kmart's a defunct business at this point. Yeah. They got like six stores.
Well, they didn't ship enough pants.
That's right.
They didn't ship in their pants enough.
Take a store now. If a store did that and put that commercial out, they'd be so tore apart on social media within a matter of, you know, minutes.
I don't think so. I think enough people like you and me would applaud them for having the balls to actually do something funny, and we'd buy shit that we didn't even need just to support them.
We would, but I still.
I've done that.
They would get tore up. They would get tore apart for that. They would become part of the cancel culture. I mean, cancel culture is actually starting to take a little bit of a backseat. We're not seeing this cancel culture quite as bad as we were a year ago. But no. I think people are starting.
Speaking of canceling, do you watch Jesse Waters' show at 8 o'clock on Fox?
I don't.
I see it sometimes, but you know, I don't usually watch it. But I did see him on the 5 because I watch the 5 probably 4 days a week, so I see most of them. If Gutfeld's on, I'm watching it. Let's put it that way. He bitches about men drinking through straws. It's not a good look for a man. I'm like, I'm not like that. You know, I'm taking a sip of my friggin' iced coffee. Blow me. You know. Go fix your hair. Leave me alone, Jesse. Anyway, I just want to get that in. It's always pissed me off when I hear him say that. He's not Tucker Carlson. And he's not Gutfeld. But he's okay.
Right.
He's okay. Which means he's better than Hannity. But he's just okay. Anyway. The new Dave Chappelle special came out a couple weeks ago. Did you see it yet?
No, I actually haven't.
It's called The Dreamer. It was launched a couple weeks ago. The first 40 minutes, I think, and I'm a Dave Chappelle aficionado. That's a big word. Look it up in Rio Linda.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to Google it. You fucking lost me.
Means I know my shit. I know my Chappelle shit. Ship.
Oh, we thought we had his freezing problem fixed for tonight, and that's his my first Chappelle freeze ship. Of the evening. I know.
Thing off.
I know. I was explaining to them that we thought we fixed your freezing problem on pre-show, and apparently
no, no, because I had the Geek Squad out here for 2 hours yesterday, and he told me everything was fixed.
And then I thought I fixed it for you again, but fuck you, Geek Squad.
Well, he was a nice guy, but
time for a laptop.
Just fries my bacon. Anyway,
anyways,
I'm trying, people. I've dropped over $750 trying to get rid of that stupid freeze. Anyway, Chappelle's special, The Dreamer. Like I said, first 40 minutes is among the best stuff I've ever seen. The last 15 or so is a tad self-indulgent, but it does appear to be heartfelt, and I respected it. He kind of took the last 10, 12 minutes of the show and talked about his dream. That's why it's called The Dreamer, of how he got from where he was at age 20 to where he is now at age 50. He's the biggest comedian in the world, without a doubt. I mean, this guy could sell out giant arenas, you know, four nights a week or five nights a week if he wanted to do that many shows.
Easy.
He doesn't want to, but that's all right. So I just want to tell you a little bit about the new thing. The way he started out, he compared Jim Carrey. This is how he got to the trans thing. That's where we're getting to. Because that's what he got all in that trouble for, because he made jokes about trannies. And my point on that is simple. If you're a comedian, you're supposed to make fun of things.
Yeah. That's yourself, people. I mean, that's what it's all about.
See, I think if you didn't make fun of a segment of society that's out there pushing themselves in public all the time, I think then you're being mean to them because you're ignoring them.
True. And here's the thing.
How you're being unfair. If you make fun of him, he makes fun of white guys. He makes fun of Asian people.
You know, and it's not just him. It's every comedian. Every comedian does the same thing. They don't just sit there and say things about, like you said, Asians. They pick on everybody in the crowd. They'll pick on a handicapped person. They'll pick on a.
Yeah. Jim Norton, who stole my joke on Gutfeld a week or so ago. Remember, I told you I wrote this joke and then I saw Norton do it the night before. And I proved to you that I wrote it 2 days ago.
You did.
He's married to a tranny. He really is. He's married to a trans woman, and he's happy, and that's fine. I don't care.
Whatever.
You don't care. It's like either he has a very short penis or he likes anal. I'm not sure which.
We're not asking.
For those of you, when they have the banana split surgery, it's only so deep. Remember we had that woman on complaining about how hard it was to keep it dilated.
Oh.
And if I don't do it, it'll grow back together. Yeah. So anyway, Chappelle, back to Chappelle. He squeezed in a few jabs at the trans community at the start of the show. He discussed meeting his idol, Jim Carrey, who is a genius comedian. I can't stand him politically or anything, and I wish he'd just go back to being funny. But he was visiting the set of Man on the Moon, which is a movie that Carrey did portraying the late comedian Andy Kaufman in 1999. And he was disappointed because he wanted to meet Jim Carrey. He was a hero, as is. And you understand, Chappelle was like in his mid-20s then. And he had to pretend that Jim Carrey was Andy Kaufman all afternoon because this guy got so in the role. You know, he was like Andy Kaufman from the morning, minute he woke up in the morning until he went to bed at night. He was Andy Kaufman. That's how he did it. You know, fine. Robin Williams did the same shit. Robin Williams was a hell of an actor and one of the greatest comedians ever. So it was obvious it was Jim Carrey, he says. It was clearly Jim Carrey. I could look at him, this is quoting him from the show, and clearly see it was Jim Carrey. I say all that to say that's how trans people make me feel. I can see you're a dude, but I have to pretend you're a woman. You know, that's what he's saying. So his first big joke off the top of the show was trans. And oh my God, I've got this here on USA Today. The media went, oh my God, he's still doing it. He's so horrible. You know, and these friggin' writers that are making 50 grand a year and hoping they don't get fired next week are making fun of a guy who can make $50 million a year, you know, with one hand tied behind his back. Mm-hmm. You know, which one of them is more credible? I'm sorry. It's Mr. Chappelle. So then he went on to declare, and this was my favorite part of the beginning, that the new marginalized community, he wasn't going to pick on trans, maybe three or four trans jokes tonight. So he's still going to do them. But the new marginalized community he planned to focus on his show tonight, I'm doing all handicap jokes. Which of course got a big laugh. And then after the laugh calmed down, he says, hey, they're not as organized as the gay, and I love punching down. Yeah, I feel right at home because we did the Stephen Hawking jokes tonight.
That's right, we did.
So good on you. I mean, Dave Chappelle, he's not for everybody. I understand but that.
You should know before you buy tickets to one of these things that this is what you're going to be, you know, you're going to have to endure. And if you don't want to endure this, then don't fucking go. I mean, it's pretty freaking simple. Leave these people alone. But again, like I mentioned a little while ago, I think the cancel culture has really started to slow down a little bit. So,
yeah, but he's got so much fuck you money. And so
he doesn't care.
And his fan base is like me. I would pay out the ass to go see him if he was anywhere near me.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I don't care. Of course, the trans hate continues because. Oh, well, put that down a second.
Okay.
Before I do this, I should reference because I don't have it in my notes, but it matters. Do you guys remember when Dave Chappelle got attacked on stage last year? He was at the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
And that guy that attacked him on stage had a gun, but when you pulled the trigger, a sharp knife popped out. So it wasn't really a gun. It was a knife, but he never got to it. But Chappelle kind of held him off, and then he got tackled. And then his security guard, he made fun of his security guard in his comedy thing for wearing leather-soled shoes. So he was slipping and sliding and fell on his ass trying to run out to rescue him. It was a good story. He does it in this special. Watch it. It's on Netflix. Yeah, it's on Netflix. But this guy was a trans who attacked him. So the trans hate continues. These people are kind of out of control. And we've got this X post that we were putting up here from Liz Tuck, the Colorado Springs shooter, non-binary. The Nashville school shooter, she was trans, or she said she was. The Aberdeen shooter, trans. Denver school shooter, trans. The Iowa school shooter last week, transgender fluid. The modern LGBTQ movement is radicalizing our youth into becoming violent extremists. And if you think about the Denver thing, okay, now this, you take it down. That's facts, okay? What did I see on CNN today? I'm on my Apple News thing to see if anything big's coming up. And there's a CNN story. I pop on the CNN story, and then it gives me all the CNN stories I could get to, you know, without having to pay them.
Right.
And they're all just crap about Trump or Republicans and stuff. It was just all, but the first, and all the headlines were salacious, but the first headline was Colorado school shooting. Oh, Trump on Colorado school shooting. Deal with it.
And there's freeze number two of the night. So we're really going to make him buy a laptop. He'll be back right now.
Trans community doesn't like my computer. But no,
Trump
never said, Trump never told anybody deal with it. Christ, no, he didn't. They shot a fifth grader, for Christ's sake, and killed him.
Mm-hmm. You know, anyway, and here's
I'm
the one
tired of this crap.
Well, and here's one thing that I don't like with this, you know, with these, and it's not just school shootings, it's anything now. Unless, like you and I talked on the phone earlier, unless it meets their narrative, they don't cover it anymore on the news except for little 2-minute blurbs here, and they go back to regular news. I mean, when Columbine happened, we watched Columbine for 3 days. I mean, it was nonstop news coverage of Columbine for 3 days. When Sandy Hook happened, it was nonstop, you know, news coverage of Sandy Hook. And that's all changed now. I mean, we could have a live active shooting situation going on in a school, and if it doesn't fit their narrative, we're just going to get little blurbs. And then
rushed off. That asshole in New York who drove to the black neighborhood and shot all those people in the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He bought the gun right next door to the place I run.
That was on the news for days and days and days.
Yep.
But the black guy in the car that mowed down all the people in the Christmas parade.
Yeah, nope.
As soon as you got a picture of him up on the screen, that was the end of that story.
Yep. So sad.
It's awful. The media's attention is for a narrative, and the narrative is do liberal stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry. You know, it's either like the Gen Zers. You know, I got this little thing here. Put that up. Put that up, little meme
there
up.
Here it is.
Because this is what reminded me of this. You know, boomers, I can't believe I wore bell bottoms. Gen X, I can't believe I wore my hair like that.
You killed the ozone layer.
Millennials, I can't believe I was goth. And Gen Z, can't believe I cut my dick off. Okay, that's one of those funny little memes. But unfortunately, these kids are being so influenced in this stuff. There's so much of this crap on TikTok and everything. I think the Chinese are getting us to cut our dicks off.
Yeah, very well could be.
But you know, it's this accept us or else shit from the Gen Zers that pisses me off. You know, we don't have to accept you. I got another new shirt. It says, just because I don't like you doesn't mean you're being oppressed. Okay? Deal with it.
Just the truth.
Yeah. I'll wear that next week probably. But, we want to be left alone. We don't want to play your little reindeer games, you know? I don't want to be looking at you like you're Jim Carrey, but I have to pretend you're Andy Kaufman. You know, I totally get that. I don't want to do that. I'll leave you alone. I don't care. You know? But it makes you think we want to be left alone too. But what happens to these kids in 50 years, Slim? These Gen Zers, they're doing these trans things. You know, I saw this thing like 12% of kids don't know what their sex really should be and stuff. You know, back in my day, that was like 0.002%.
Not even.
Yeah. And if they were, it was like fine. It's like, okay, you know, hey, Bill's a little.
He's just a little strange.
And we left them alone. We didn't, you know, and if somebody fucked with them, I would fuck with the person who fucked with them. You know what I mean? I didn't tolerate people picking on other people because of anything. Ever.
Billy just didn't get invited to the birthday parties. No, that's all. No.
And I was close to being a badass when I was young. So, but these Gen Zers, if there you go trans and you go into the future. And it's 50 years from now, and these Gen Z trans are all in the home. And they've got dementia or Alzheimer's, right? I mean, the poor nurse, they're getting bugged every couple of minutes. You'll be pushing the button going, what happened to my dick? They don't remember nothing. You cut it off in 2021. Oh, okay. 5 minutes later. Hey, nurse, where's my dick? I gotta pee. Where is it?
You cut it off.
Yeah. It's gonna be hell. I'm glad I'm old. I'll be dead then. Hey, if you got a child growing up now, don't let him be a nurse. Don't let him be a visiting angel or a seeing eye dog.
Oh yeah, Jesus.
Hi, Jill. Doctor Jill. Anyway, so if you want protection, and no, not that kind. If you want protection, well, no, you should buy a gun.
Not Trojans.
No. Okay. You should buy a gun, and you should learn how to use it properly. You know, look, be you. The world will adjust. Right? That's all I'm saying. But buy a gun. Use how to learn it how to use it properly. You had a picture of a news lady on your phone.
I don't have it.
I'll just describe it like we used to do in the old show. Newswoman had a white blouse on, and the gun was right below her right kidney. With the butts out, which is exactly how you're supposed to place it if you're right-handed for easy draw. And she at least knew that. I assume she can shoot. I assume she knows where the safety is, where the safety isn't. There you go. There's her gun on the back. Do I have to pinch the screen again?
Sit at her anchor desk.
Yeah.
I can pinch the screen a little. There's the gun.
There you go.
Sorry, I didn't have that loaded on the show thing to, show everybody.
She must work at a Sinclair station or something where they're more conservative. They let her carry her gun on. But look, if you don't have a gun or you don't want to buy a gun, that's fine. I don't care. I'll be safe. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
But just because I care.
Well, you're so kind.
You could get one of these. No package will ever invade your house and kidnap your family.
No, it will not. Holy shit.
And you found a reporter today doing some snark, which I always like.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for this reporter, I'm sure that by the time we air tonight, his personal finances are ruined and his family is certainly under surveillance. But this actually happened early today.
Yeah, listen careful. And we'll tell you if you missed it. What was that? Here we go.
Please, I'll answer your question if you be quiet and let me make a statement, okay?
What kind of crack do you normally smoke, Mr. Biden?
thank you. That was... I expect
That guy's in the graduate school of Zippy Snark.
That was a Peter Ducey question.
Was that Peter Ducey said that?
No, it wasn't.
No, Peter Ducey wouldn't have done that.
But that's something he would do, though.
He works for Lachlan Murdoch now. He'd get in trouble for that one.
The question was, is what kind of...
what kind of crack do you smoke, Mr. Biden? I mean, you want to talk about snark. Oh, fuck. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, so I got a follow up to that since Slim put that up there. I found some very talented animals doing hunter impersonations. Ooh. And there's some real talent here. So watch carefully, please.
There we go.
Oh, mommy's coming. Go run.
I'm not supposed to be
in the cage.
Open the door.
Open the damn door. Open the door. Ooh. Okay. Where's he at? Oh, I'm in the National Geographic. Hey, y'all see that? I told y'all don't get a cat. Now you got like 7 lives left. Boy, that cat is stupid.
I stay.
Okay, I'm gonna stay just like we practiced. I remember, just like we practiced. Oh, hey y'all, how y'all doing over there? Y'all having fun? Y'all ready? Oh, I'm coming! Just like we practiced. Oh, in the front, let me get in the front. Just like we practiced, I need it.
I'm ready to go home. Can you just take me home? I'm ready to go home. Let's go.
What the hell is wrong with you, man?
man. That ain't funny, man. That ain't funny.
Who around this corner? Oh, little Tweety Bird. Hey, girl, what you doing around this corner? Just, what you lost something? I don't see nothing under there. You good? But hey, come on. Hey, why you so violent? Hold up. What you lose on?
All right, I had nothing to do with Hunter Biden. I just wanted to play it.
That's all right.
Yeah. I will tell you, though, the cat jumping into the glass and breaking it, that would be somebody on crack move. But the best one, the dog that ran to the and did the spin around, so, there's no way in hell you'd do it. You ever see his pictures? It's crack cocaine. It's not like cocaine that gets you hyped up. Crack cocaine apparently makes you a zombie. I don't know. I never did it. Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah, coke,
is that right?
Yeah, coke is a stimulant. Crack is a total, it's just the opposite. So.
All right, I don't want to know.
Well, I don't know from personal experience because I've never done the shit. So.
All right, and because we care about you all, we want you to live. We want you to exist on this planet. But last week we had one sign. This week we've got another sign. The apocalypse is near, people. Yes, Don Lemon posted this yesterday. Don Lemon. I heard you, and today I'm back, bigger, bolder, freer. My new media company's first project, The Don Lemon Show. You should just call it Lemon. I mean, what the hell? Those are superfluous words. They don't need The Don and Show. Just Lemon. It would be superfluous. Look that up, real Linda. I know that's another bit. That's too many big words for one show. I got to watch it. Is. People are going to start thinking my brain works. Here, I'll prove otherwise shortly. Just give me a second. It'll be available. Everyone easily can find it wherever, whenever you want it. Streaming on the platforms where the conversations are happening. He's trying to be hip.
Yeah.
Nothing like a 50-year-old hip gay guy. And you'll find it first on X, the biggest spaces for free speech in the world. I know more than ever that we need a place for honest debate and discussions without hall monitors. This is just the beginning. So stay tuned.
Well, can't fucking wait.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Don Lemon, even on CNN, where they wanted him to be a liberal asshole, was so far off the rails, he got suspended, four times, and then eventually fired? And he couldn't get along with the two women. He's obviously a gay misogynist, because he was on that morning show with the two women after his punishment. They canceled his show. And he pissed them off every day.
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell do you think is going to watch you?
Mm-hmm. No one.
No. Anyway.
No one. Hey, you know what? We got to remind people before they leave. 11 o'clock doesn't necessarily mean we have to be done, because we got people saying goodbye in the comments. Great show. We're not done. We don't have to be done at exactly 11 o'clock. So just remember that. We it's our network now. We can do whatever we want.
This is bonus coverage.
Yeah, you get bonus hole.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
Bonus hole covers. There you go.
Yeah.
Now, I just want to mention about Fannie Willis.
Good.
Fannie Willis, she is the, or Fonny, as they call her on MSNBC and CNN, because they don't like calling a black woman Fanny. But her name's Fanny. Fuck you. Okay. Fannie Willis, she's the prosecutor in Cobb County who's got all these charges against Trump's and lawyers and because they denied the election in Atlanta. You know, in Georgia, they're election deniers. And you cheated like a motherfucker. Mm. Now you're going to prosecute the people who called you out for cheating like a motherfucker. Oh, geez. Show me how democracy is being saved here. But anyway, this bitch, $684,000 she paid from Cobb County taxpayers' money. If you're a Cobb County taxpayer, I know you vote left, but you should still be pissed. That's your money. She paid it to a personal injury attorney and pass over other Cobb County prosecutors to be the lead prosecutor in the Trump case. A personal injury guy, not a criminal guy, personal injury guy. $684,000. Why did she pay this man $684,000 and pass over her entire team of prosecutors? I'll give you a hint. Need a little headboard sound to go with the slapping, because she's banging him. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
He took the money, and he spent a bunch of money on two vacations to go out with Fanny. One was a cruise, one was somewhere else, I forget. But one thing he didn't do while he was banging Fanny and spending the money and this, he forgot to tell his wife.
Well,
kind of just slipped his mind probably. But here, the really nefarious part of this whole thing is he met twice with White House people. He went up to D.C. and sat down with the White House people, 2 8-hour days, all day long with White House people. To coordinate his prosecution of Trump. And you guys think that that last election was fair and honest, and we're going to get one now?
No.
Not unless we make sure we get one now. You know what I mean?
It's not going to happen.
No. So Fannie was the fun part. That was the really scary part of the story that he met. This is coordinated between Biden. So it's Biden and Fannie and her boyfriend, her married boyfriend. So, you know, all this is true, but the ones who are really getting fucked is us.
Well, isn't that always who gets fucked? It's always us.
The funniest thing today is she was subpoenaed by his wife to testify in her divorce proceeding. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're saving democracy by stealing Cobb County taxpayer money paid to the man, spanking Fannie's Fanny, and taking prosecution tips from Biden. So you tell me again who's committing crimes.
Yeah, no shit.
I don't know. I had to get that in. I think honestly, the media is not covering this near enough, but I think that's the biggest story of the week. The prosecutor is dirty. Oh, the other prosecution, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, in New York. You know, the pervert judge who does his shirtless pictures and puts them on his high school website.
Yeah.
And he's banging the fat chick next to him, and you're not allowed to talk about her because he's doing her. And there's all these are horny Democrats. They're a bunch of horn dogs. They're all ugly, too, so I guess they get somebody to fuck them, they're happy. But Melania Trump's mother died the other day. And tomorrow is supposed to be the closing arguments in Trump's bullshit case in New York. You know, the one with no victim. And he wanted to do his own closing argument. And the judge said, well, you have to have this restriction and that restriction, and this restriction. And Trump said, well, you can't do it. And he said, and then he went in today and he said, look, my mother-in-law passed away. I need to be with my wife tomorrow for a service. And he said no to that too. I'm telling you, you're gonna hear for the next 11 months that Trump's the biggest scumbag in the world. Mm-hmm. He ain't perfect, but the biggest scumbag in the world is all the people telling you he's the biggest scumbag in the world.
You got it.
So let's do memes.
Okay, we got yours first because I got three. I got three tonight.
Yeah, guess which one of my dogs did the edible.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, I didn't want to make that one rough.
Pretty simple. All right, here's my first one. When one door closes, another door
opens. Yeah, that didn't go well with the 737, did it?
No, sure didn't.
At least nobody died in that one.
No, didn't. No. And keeping right along.
That one, somebody did die.
Alaska Airlines and our U.S. border.
A lot of people dying there.
Yep.
Thanks, Joe Biden.
The final one, because you and I are both guys. And we know one thing.
If you can't fix it,
you duct tape it. There you are, folks.
That door will never come off now.
Nope. Sure won't.
Fucking, you're bad.
Sorry. Too soon. At least no one died.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Kid lost his shirt. Big deal.
And a phone. A phone.
A phone went out?
Yeah. They found it somewhere.
They found the door in somebody's backyard.
Did they really?
Yeah. So anyway, we're gonna wrap up now. And you guys know me. But I'm just going to repeat this for any new viewers. I like people with guts. I like people who have perseverance, people who stick to itiveness, people who follow through, the ability to see a task through to the end. Don't cut corners. So obviously I'm not talking about anybody in this current generation.
No.
Oh God. But these are great people. They should inspire us all and we should respect them. We can achieve if we truly make the effort to do so. You can't pretend. You can't fake it. You got to work it. You got to do your best. Like this young man, and you're going to be surprised how young he is, in my reel of the week. Thanks for watching. And good night.
Good night. And good night from Rick, since he's not here.
Good night, Rick.
Here we go.
Kenny and Kate. After Kenny and Kate is Cody and Rush, Jackie and Justin, Ronnie and Paige. Plus 5, 1440. Cody and Rush.